Okay, our friends, we are getting closer and closer to Christmas, and I cannot let it go by without reading a story of this nature. It is called The Christmas Blessing. It is a one-of-a-kind nativity story about the love that brings us together. Now, the words are by Aaron Gwindelsberger.
Burger?
Yeah. Aaron Gwindelsberger. And the pictures are by Gail Yarrell. And?
Girls Yarrell?
Gail Yarrell. All right. Let's, and today's story is read, of course, by Mommy and?
Philip.
Philip in the house. Here we go. Once upon a midnight sky, a mama star rocked her child. Nestling close, she softly whispered words of love and smiled. And then, through the dark, a booming voice said, "On this very night, a baby will be born to fill the world with endless light." Mama Star, please shine a path the family can see and lead them to the humble barn for their nativity. Mama's heart was filled with pride. Of course, she'd lead the way. She sparkled bright and brighter still until she shone like day. Inside the stable, suddenly, the animals awoke. They bumped, they brayed, they crashed, they neighed. And then everybody spoke.
"Is it still night? What's happening?"
"Oh, stepping on my hoof. What's going on?"
"Ouch, that's my tail.
What's shining through the roof?"
"Quiet now,"
the cow called out.
"Please, everyone, calm down."
And as they stilled, they heard a twinkling, sparkling sort of sound. Mama Star said, "Friends, tonight, great visitors will come. Please clean the manger, work as one. Don't rest until it's done."
"Clean," said the goat. "It's not my mess."
"Nor mine," clucked Mother Hen.
"I'm not responsible," said Horse,
and Pig snorted from his pen.
"What help?" said Pig, "except that Horse is standing in the way."
"Stay back," said Horse. "We don't want all your mud on our clean hay."
Oh, they're not off to a very good start, are they?
"I don't trust the way you sound," the chicken said to Goat.
Goat said,
I don't trust your pecking or your feathered coat." "We're too different.
Furs and feathers, oinks and bleats and neighs.
We can't work together. We won't do it!"
"Not today."
Oh, this is a big problem, isn't it? The stable once again was filled with dazzling, pure white light. Mama Star said,
"Please, my friends, don't argue. Please, don't fight. A baby will arrive tonight. This manger is his bed. The child must have a safe, warm place to lay his precious head."
"You think you're all too different, and you cannot work as one. But look at how you hold your daughters and your sons. We all love our children and our families and our friends. Love is love if you're a goat, a pig, a horse, or hen. This special new delivery, will bless us with his birth. A savior who has come to spread pure love upon this earth. We're more alike in many ways. There's so much that we share. Please set aside your differences and hurry. Let's prepare.
Mama Goat looked at her kids and Pa Horse at his foal, and soon they began to understand Mama Star's real goal.
Rooster, donkey, cow, and sheep all held their babies close. They cuddled cozy, snug together, nuzzled nose to nose. Then Horse helped Pig clean out some muck, while Goat helped Chicken sweep. Cow and Oxen moved the manger with the help of Sheep. Donkey brought in fresh, clean straw to make the manger warm, and bit by bit, the space around the animals transformed.
Yay! Look what we've done, Goat said. It's marvelous indeed.
The animals had come together with acceptance, love, and speed. Everyone had played their part, and now the work was done. The manger was now ready to receive a savior son.
Mama Star was filled with joy, with gratitude and love. Well done, she cried, her brilliant brightness shining from above. Together you've prepared this space, embracing one another. You all worked in harmony, like sister works with brother. The holy family walked into the stable, clean and bright, bathed in light from Mama Star, who glowed with all her might. With quiet clucks and gentle nods, the animals said hello, welcoming the visitors, a family soon to grow. The blessed child was born that night, within that humble space, a savior full of truth and beauty, good and goodness, love and grace. As mothers rocked their babies and fathers tucked them in, the precious baby fell asleep, a new world to begin. And now here is your Christmas blessing, my friends. As Christmas Day draws near, we bow our heads and pray. We thank God for his blessings that he gives us every day. God, thank you for our family, the ones that we hold dear, for bringing us together at this special time of year. God, thank you for our friendships. Some are old and some are new. They help us to explore and learn a different point of view. God, thank you for your home that we fill with joy and love. It brings us peace and comfort, a true blessing from above. God, thank you for these precious gifts. With you, we shine so bright. May the spirit of the season bless us all this Christmas night. And that, my very good friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.